Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back, Erev Shabbos, Pirkei Avos class learning, the continuation of our Shiurim every week. Baruch Hashem, tonight's Shiur is generously sponsored by Gail Hoffman and family, in memory of Gail's father-in-law. The Shiur should be on Aliyah Neshama for Yaakov Shimon ben Elchanan Pesach. The 24th Yurtzeit was last week on 29 Tevis. So Gail wrote about her father-in-law that he was born in Piotrkov. I was wondering, Gail, is that the Piotrkov that Rabbi Lau speaks about in his Out of the Depths? No. Okay, he was born in Piotrkov, which is today Belarus. He was around 11 when he came to the United States with his mother and his two sisters. They came to join his father, who had come to America before World War I. And like so many immigrants at that time, they lived on the Lower East Side. He was one of his few friends who attended yeshiva after school, and the only one, Gail wrote, who remained Shomer Shabbos. He attended the NYU School of Commerce and the first in his family to graduate college. He had three sons. He lived to see 7 of 8 grandchildren, Kenayinahar, and he now has 18 great-grandchildren, Kain Yerbu. 4 of his descendants are named Yaakov Shimon after him. He loved Israel. He only had one opportunity to visit in person. He cherished the memories. The purest memory, Gail writes, was how happy he was when the family got together, regardless of the occasion. The balagan did not matter. He always had the biggest smile on his face. His grandchildren especially felt his love and remember him very fondly. May our learning be a schus, aliyah neshama for Yaakov Shimon ben Elchanan Pesach, alav hashalom, on the occasion of his 24th yurtzeit. And Gail added, also a schus refuah Shalema for Elchanan Pesach ben Sarah and for Shlomo ben Sarah Dina Besoch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. So we thank you very much for your sponsorship, and we look forward to this meaningful share that we will share together. So what I decided to do was to continue with the teachings of Hillel that we are going through. We did the biography, so I'm going to new Mishnah. But just what we did last time was Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis. Hillel says, "Hei ve'mi tamidav sha'aron, ohev shalom ve'rodev shalom, ohev esabrius u'makarv l'Torah." And we spoke about that in depth last time. So I decided to continue in Pirkei Avos with the very next Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Oh, I see my mother-in-law is here. Brishus, my mother-in-law, who is joining us this evening. Good evening, Ima. So it's a Mishnah that's in Aramaic, which varies from the vast majority of Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, which are written in Lashon HaKodesh. I never really, to be honest, understood or knew anything about this Mishnah. I think that's particularly because it's in Aramaic, so not as accessible to us. I'm going to screen share, and I prepared my handout here. Can you see my screen? Gail, I could see you. Could you see my screen? Yes. Okay. So the Mishnah is the one we did that follows the one we did last week. The last one was, be of the students of Aaron, love peace, pursue peace, love creations, and bring them close to Torah. And the very next Mishnah tells us, Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Hu haya omer, who he used to say, this is a continuation of Hillel's teachings. Here we go. Nageid shema, aved shemei. Udelo mosif, yasef. Udelo yaleif, kitala chayav. Ude ishtamesh, bisaga chaleif. So I think we could understand why perhaps it's not as accessible to us, especially if you're reading through Pirkei Avos on a Shabbos afternoon. Between Pesach and through the end of Elul, it's Aramaic, it's harder, it's not as accessible. What does it mean? So first of all, let's just translate the Pshat. Nageid Shema, a person who seeks a name, a person who runs after a name, Aved Shemei, that we understand, will lose his name. By the way, this first sentence is what we are going to be focusing on tonight. So like Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei, that took us about 7 weeks. I don't think this one's going to take us 6 or 7 weeks, but we're going to, Belinator, go through each teaching over the coming weeks so we understand the whole Mishnah, as opposed to doing the whole Mishnah al Regel Echas. Ha! Get it? The convert came to Hillel and said, teach me Torah, al rega achas. The pun was not intended till I said it. So this is what we're going to be focusing on in tonight's shir. Nageid shema, aved shemei. He who seeks a name will lose a name. Let's translate the rest of the Mishnah. Hillel also says, udelo mosif yasef. A person who does not add will cease. Not with cease, I'm sorry. A person who does not add will cease. Udelo yaleif, Udelo yaleif kitala chayav. A person who does not learn deserves death. Udi ishtamesh besaga chalif. A person who makes use of the crown will pass away. So it's cryptic even when it's translated out of the Aramaic for us. Tonight we are focusing on Nageid Shema, a person who seeks a name. Aved Shemei will lose a name. First, I want to address why is this written in Aramaic and not in Lashon HaKodesh, like all the other vast majority of the Mishnais that appear in Pirkei Avos. So I'm quoting from Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau Shlita in his Yachal Yisrael commentary to Pirkei Avos. Unlike the vast majority of Mishnayos, this Mishnah is stated not in Hebrew, what we would call Lashon HaKodesh, but in Aramaic. Why? The Maharal in his Derech HaKarayim explains. Since Hillel came from Bavel, which we know because 2 weeks ago we did the biography of Hillel, since Hillel came from Bavel, Aramaic and not Hebrew was his mother tongue. Similarly, two other Mishnais in Pirkei Avos, those citing the teachings of Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehei are also in Aramaic. Why? These men were converts. Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehei were converts, and so their first language was also Aramaic. But, says Rabbi Lau, this hardly seems a sufficient reason to include this teaching in Aramaic, since the Gemara often translates Aramaic statements into Hebrew statements. So, Rabbi Baruch Epstein in his Baruch Sha'amar cites Rashi to teach us that those translated statements are especially relevant to the common man, which are those that are translated into Aramaic. So the language of the time was Aramaic. So the teachings that they really wanted people to learn, they translated into Aramaic so it will be accessible to everybody. So Unklis translated the Torah into Aramaic. Those who learn Pasha class with me know that we often focus on the teachings of Targum Unklis. Why? He translated it, quote, for the unlearned. This was very interesting. Ready? Unklis translated the Torah into Aramaic for the, quote, unlearned, among them women who do not know the holy tongue. That's just how it was. So those who were uneducated in Lashon HaKodesh, the masses could not access the Torah in the original Lashon HaTorah. So Unklus, who was also a convert, by the way, came along and translated it, explained it into Aramaic because it would be accessible this way for everybody. Just like today, we have Torah translations into English. Why? Because we live in Galus and our primary language for most of us is English. And the Rambam tells us from the days of Ezra, an interpreter, this is really interesting, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, from the days of Ezra, an interpreter would translate the reading of the Torah into Aramaic for the masses. So it was their language, and therefore that was more accessible to the people. Similarly, the daily prayers include the translation of a number of verses into Aramaic, in the Kedusha de Sidra, recited in Uvalitzion, because the sages say, all Jews should learn some Torah every day, so the recitation of certain passages in Aramaic in the Uvalatzion would fulfill the basic requirement of Limud HaTorah if they didn't understand the Hebrew. Thus, those teachings that address Torah learning and other concerns that affect every individual are recorded in the universal idiom. And so, since Torah learning is so central to the stability and survival and well-being of Am Yisrael, Hillel urged the pursuit of Torah knowledge in Aramaic. Udelo mosif yasef. He who does not add will cease. What we'll see next week, Ba'azrat Hashem Belinader, is that what he's referring to is Torah learning. So he's telling the masses, if you do not add to your Torah learning constantly, you will cease to have Torah learning in your life. Udelo yaleif, a person who does not learn, kitala chayav, deserves death. Once again, he's talking to the masses and he is exhorting the people to make sure to set time for Torah study, and therefore it's accessible for them in the language of the masses, which is Aramaic. Hillel urges the pursuit of Torah knowledge in Aramaic, so all of those who had immigrated from Bavel could understand him. So I just thought that that further went along with the biography of Hillel that we learned 2 weeks ago, and it's extremely interesting to consider that they were trying to reach the masses. You know, I saw recently one of the Art Scroll catalogs, like Hanukkah time, they had 3 or 4 different catalogs that came out, kids, new releases, classics. They now have a Tanakh, the Art Scroll, 24 books of Tanakh, that's all English. So they have all Hebrew. They have the most common, the Stone Edition Tanakh is Hebrew and English. And then they came out with a Tanakh that's all English. It was in Aramaic because Hillel wants everybody, even the unlearned, to understand what he is saying. Very interesting. So tonight we are focusing on Naged Shema Aved Shemay. He who seeks a name, Aved Shemay, will lose his name. Let us begin, like we so often do, with looking at the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura says, you can see my screen, everyone, right? Yes, it's clear? Okay. Naged Shema Aved Shemay. Misha Nimshach Shemo Lemei Rachok. Mitoch, he who wants his name to extend far. In other words, he wants to be famous. He wants to be known around the whole world. Mitoch Sirara v'Rabbanus. What's Sirara? Sirara means prince. An important person, a stately person. V'Rabbanus, he wants a position of importance. So Misha Nimshach Shemo L'mei Rechok. Mitoch Sirara v'Rabbanus. He who extends his own name very far because he seeks out princely stature. He seeks out renown for himself. V'Rabbanus, he seeks out important positions. Mehera Ye Aved Shemo. Will have the opposite effect. He who runs after a name will find that he loses his name. Sheharabbanus Mikaber as Ba'alaha. It doesn't mean Rabbanus like the Rabbanim that Baruch Hashem we are so blessed to have in our communities who lead us with Yira Shamayim, L'Shem Shamayim, Ahavas Yisrael, and Ahavas Torah. Here we refer to someone like the word, the root, Reish Beis, who seeks Godless, Rove. He wants more and more grandeur for himself. Shehar Rabbanus Mikaberes from Kever. Es ba'alaha, because seeking out the Rabbanus in terms of wanting more and more prominence in terms of your name, not l'shem shemayim, not for a havastor, not because you love your congregants and you want to lead them and bring them closer to your boshon, but because you want an increase of your name, mikaberes ba'alaha, it'll end up burying you. Not only won't you find the name, but you're going to lose your own personality and your name, and that seeking of kavod will bury a person. Naged lashon mishicha. So it says, Naged Shema Aved Shemay. Naged is from Meshicha, which we translate as to pull. Lemshoch is to pull. So one who pulls after his name, meaning he pulls grandeur and prominence and sarara, princeliness for himself, Aved Shemay will lose his name. Tirgum Mishchu Negidu. So Targum, which is Aramaic, translates Mishchu. Oh, it's in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo. Mishchu Kuchul Lechem Tzon. The elders say to the Bnei Yisrael, pull your hand away from Avodah Zarah and take a sheep for the Korban Pesach. And the Aramaic translation of Mishchu is Negidu. So the first part is Hashkafik. The Bar Tanura is explaining that he who runs after a name because he wants princely stature and he wants to have a lot of renown, he will quickly lose his name, and not only that, it will end up burying him. Now he helps us translate Naged. Naged means Meshicha, he who pulls after a name, because Targum translates Mishchu as Negidu. So that's the Bar Tanura. The Tosfos Yom Tov says, Uba Medra Shmua, Naged Shema, am I saying it right? Yeah, Naged Shema, Hamoshech Shmo, Lasos Lo Shem, he who pulls his name to make a name for himself. Kishem HaGedolim, like he wants to be like the great people, he wants a name like all the great people. Aved Shemei, he will lose his name. Shahayalo Kfar, not only will he not attain a new position of grandeur if he runs after grandeur, but Aved Shemei Shayalo Kfar, he will lose the name he already had. In other words, he'll lose his reputation. Whoever he was before, when he starts running after a name of prominence, people are not interested in him anymore. So he will not only not gain the name of renown that he sought, he will lose whatever position he had before. V'yishar korach mikan umikan. He will be left without both. He'll be left without the name of renown, and he'll even be left without the name that he had before, because he will lose his positive reputation and upstanding reputation in the community, because when people see he's running after a name, they will disassociate from him. That's a Tosfos Yom Tov. Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows, Hu haya omer, he, Hillel, used to say, Naged Shema Aved Shemei, he who chases after, pulls a name for himself, will lose his name. Rotsa Salomar means to say, Adam HaMitka'eh, a haughty person, V'yatsa Shmo Ba'olam, and his name goes out in the world, Al Yedei Gava So V'gdula So. His name doesn't go out in the world like our Gedolim, because their name goes out into the world, because they're so humble, and they are so... Is the right word self-effacing? Am I using the word correctly? Yes, self-effacing, yeah. And they're so humble. And they're so tmimus, and they're such gaonim. I saw a beautiful, I mentioned in a shir last night, when I'm learning through the new sefer of Yaakov Ben Dor and Chumash. So he distinguishes between a gaon and a gadol. And I thought it was very interesting. He says, gaonus is in learning. Godless is in your interaction between Adam and Chaveiro. I thought it was beautiful. So a Gaon Olam is someone who is mamish brilliant in learning, and a Gadol is someone who is brilliant in interaction between human beings. And our Gadolim really encompass both. They are Gaonim and they are Gadolim. So they're not chasing after the name. The name comes to them. However, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Rotzel Amar, Adam HaMitka'eh, a person who is haughty, V'yatza Shmo Ba'olam, and his name goes out in the world, Ayidei Gava So, V'Gdula So, because of his haughtiness, he's pulling after the name, and he wants to make for himself a name, like the name of the Gedolim in the earth. He wants prominence. Which that means is, he wants to be in opposition to the great name, not he wants to be, he will be, keneged, he will be in opposition to Hashem HaGadol, referring to the Almighty, HaNimshach Begaiva, that is permanent in pride, in the Az Yashir, which we're coming up to in one parsha, Bo, and then Beshalach. We say that Hashem has pride over the proud. Hashem is the ultimate Go'aga'a. So he wants to make a name for himself, Keneged Hashem. He thinks he's going to go in opposition to Hashem, HaGadol, the great, capital T, capital G, HaNimshach Begaiva. It is Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is haughty over the haughty, so to speak. Kein Yaved Shmo Avdan Gadol. His name will be totally lost. So his name will be lost, totally lost. Lo Yizakir V'lo Yapked. His name will not be remembered, and it will not be counted. So someone who chases after the name will be lost to him. Someone who is humble and self-effacing will find that the name comes to him, not because he's seeking it, but because of his ga'onus, to quote Rav Yaakov Ben Dor Sefer. Ga'onus is his learning, his hasmada, his bein adam l'makom. Godless is his midos and his ahavas Yisrael and his bein adam l'chaveru. I'm now going to quote from Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch to his commentary to Pirkei Avos. Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch says as follows, a good name that endures must come unsought. You don't seek it. A good name that endures must come unsought. It will come only to he who performs good and commendable deeds and acts of helpfulness. So who does a good name come to? Someone who performs good deeds, commendable deeds, ma'isim tovim, gemilas chasadim, and acts of helpfulness he wants to do for other people, for no other motive, but out of sense of caring for other people. Not because you care what people think of you, not because you want to be a man of renown, not because you want people to talk about how great you are, because you care about other people, and therefore you perform good and commendable deeds and acts of helpfulness without considering how will this be for my reputation, only because people need help and you want to help them. That's who will end up ultimately finding a good name has come to him. As for him who is greedy for honor, and greedy for fame, as for he who is motivated by the ambition to acquire a name for himself, his fellow man will soon discover he is motivated by selfish motivations. He's not motivated to help Klal Yisrael. He's not motivated to bring them closer to God. Oh, if it's a bruce or makarv in the Torah, like we learned last week. He's not motivated to amass mitzvos and zechusim. He is motivated by, quote, selfish and greedy motives as he seeks honor and fame. Soon his fellow men will discover his true motives. Besides, his gluttony, his gasus, will lead him to discover, his gluttony for fame and honor will quickly lead him to reprehensible conduct. So when a person has a desire for kina, taiva, and kavod, which will lead to the seeking of a name, he will often stumble in sin because he will stop at nothing to acquire the name for himself, even if it means trampling other people, even if it means chas v'shalom stealing from other people, even if it means acting in ways that are contrary to Torah. A person who seeks the name, says Rav Hirsch, will quickly become one who also acts in a reprehensible fashion. And so whatever good reputation he had at the outset will vanish, which is what we saw on our screen before. Who said that? I'm just going to look it up. Which is what the Tosfos Yom Tov wrote. The Tosfos Yom Tov wrote said, not only will he not get a new name, but he will lose the reputation that he had before. I'm now quoting from Ethics from Sinai, Mr. Irving Bunim. I'm also reading through, I recommended it already. I don't remember which year. It's fascinating. A Fire in His Soul, the biography of Irving Bunim, Mr. Irving Bunim, Zichron Alevracha, written by his son, Amos Bunim. It's a Feldheim biography. The scholarship is fantastic. The style of writing is very professional. The sources are extensive. If you haven't heard of Mr. Irving Bunim, he was one of the main characters in saving Jews in the Vahd Hatzalah, however he could, during the war, and after the war, rebuilding Torah Jewry. He was one of the closest confidants of Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal. And in fact, at Rav Kotler's Levaya, Mr. Irving Bunim was asked to give a hesped, and it says in the book how unprecedented this was. All the others who gave a spadim were the gedolim of the time, and here you have a lay leader giving a hesped. So this is his commentary to Pirkei Avos. His granddaughter, Toby Fine, gave me the commentary to Pirkei Avos a number of years ago, and he has beautiful insights. Mr. Irving Bunim himself gave a Pirkei Avos shir for many years. So Mr. Irving Bunim writes on this teaching of the Mishvah, Negid Shema Avad Shemei, he who pulls after a name will lose a name. He who makes a career of aggrandizement and seeks only popularity is doomed to disappointment. Reminds me a little bit of when we were in high school. There's always certain kids in high school who seek the name, the popularity contest. And ultimately, even though people may attach themselves to those people, and by the way, it's not true in high school, it's true in real life also, everybody really knows how they feel about those people. It's not necessarily so positive. He who makes a career of aggrandizement and seeks only popularity is doomed to disappointment. The headline hunter who desires to achieve renown is chasing a will of the wisp. The masses, but he adds a different dimension. The masses are notoriously fickle. People's choices change and shift like mercury. So today you might be popular, and tomorrow you'll be old news. Today everybody wants to be your friend, and tomorrow they'll have forgotten about you. If you're only seeking to live, to chase after a name, it's fleeting. It depends on what people think about you, not what God thinks of you. And people are constantly changing their minds. Popularity based on sensationalism will soon collapse. And this reminds me, Lahabda, I'm sorry, but it reminds me of like the Hollywood scene. Today this star is in, not that I follow all Baruch Hashem, but today this star is in and tomorrow that star is out. Why? Popularity based on sensationalism will soon collapse. The name made great is a name destroyed. Today's headliner is in tomorrow's wastebasket. It says in the biography of Mr. Irving Bunim that at the Chinuch Atzma'i dinner, Rav Aaron Kotler invited Rav Salvechek, Zecher Tzadik Mekdoshim Levracha, to give the speech, the keynote address. It's also, there's a lot about Rav Salvechek in the book, because Rav Salvechek was close to Rav Aaron Kotler, surprisingly maybe to some, and it's fascinating. I really recommend it. It's like a scholarly book. There's appendices, there's texts of speeches. It's fascinating. So it says in the book, I just read it the other night, at the Chinuch Atzma'i dinner, when Rav Salvechek got up to spoke, at the end of his speech, he spoke about Rav Aaron Kotler, and he said the main reason he was there is because Rav Kotler spearheaded this effort to bring Chinuch to the children in Eretz Yisrael who would not otherwise have Chinuch HaTorah. And he said in his speech that Rav Aaron Kotler is the Gadol Hador. And Rav Kotler was pulling on his sleeve and he started crying. And he said in Yiddish, it isn't so, it isn't so. He was so overcome with shame that someone could stand up at the dais and say that he, Rav Aaron Kotler, was the Gadol. He was the Gadol Hadar. But he ran away from a name, so the name ran after him. One who chases a name, today's headliner is in tomorrow's wastebasket. The reverse interpretation is equally valid. We can say, if you wish to make your name great, lose your name. Honor pursues those who flee from honor. Be self-effacing. Be humble. Be modest. If you represent something of value, you will become known to people. Worth can make its own way in the world. The truly great names are not those people who seek popularity. They don't care what others think about them. They only care of what the Ribono Shel Olam thinks. They are Gaonim. It's such a beautiful shot of Rav Bender. They are Gaonim in Torah learning, in Bein Adam Lamakom, and they are Gedolim in Midos Tovos. And that's what they work for. They work to be closer to God, and they work to bring people closer to God. They don't chase after the name. If Kotler started crying, he said in Yiddish to the Rav, it's not so. And he was crying. He said, don't say that. Don't say that. Still another interpretation could be, and Gail, I was thinking that this is a beautiful tie-in to the Zechira Neshama, to your father-in-law. Still another interpretation could be, the name remains great even after the bearer of the name is gone. So Mr. Irving Bunim writes this, but I will tell you, that when I was preparing for Shir, Rav Lau also writes down this var, the same drasha. I'm quoting from Mr. Irving Bunim's Sefer Ethics from Sinai, but Rav Lau brings down the same pshat. The name remains great even after the bearer of the name is gone. Someone once said it well, said Mr. Irving Bunim. The person who flees honor is overtaken by honor and will be remembered well after his death, when he has stopped running. In other words, when he has stopped living. The whole life he just wanted to serve God and fellow man. You said your father-in-law was the only one of his friends who remained Shomer Shabbos, one of the only ones who went to the yeshiva. One who flees from honor, and he only wants to serve God and be close to fellow man, to live a life of simchas hachayim, after his death, his name will become great. In many cases, the true greatness of a person is perceived only after his patira, with the perspective of time. So when a person has a great name and a great legacy, it's not diminished over time. If anything, it grows over time. After his passing, a person's worldly goods become the property of his heirs, but his good name remains his, even after his death. So what he leaves behind physically, yeah, the Yerusha goes to his family, but the good name he lived to cultivate in life, by running from a good name in life, will seek him after his death, and it will remain his even after his death. In the biography of Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, if there's anyone who ran from a name, it was Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levracha. He once came, it's a vignette that I oft quote, he once came back from a trip to America, and one of his neighbors asked him, so Kavod Harav, how was the trip to America? So he said, it was terrible. They tried to feed me chazer in America. So the neighbor said, Kavod Harav, who tried to feed you chazer, knowing that nobody in America was trying to feed Rav Aaron Leib Steinman chazer? So he said, everywhere I went, they tried to give me kavod. I couldn't get away from the chazer. When he came back from one of his trips, a grandchildren wanted to show him all the pictures of his different places where he went on the trips. He wouldn't even look at the pictures. If there's anyone who ran from kavod, it was Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, who was both a Gaon Olam and a Gadol Olam. His Torah Hasmada is impossible to describe, and his Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is impossible to describe. And more, after his death, his name sought him out. I am going to quote, what does it mean to run away from a name, and yet the name finds you after his death? Hillel says, he who pulls after the name will lose his name. But the Mefarshim are explaining that the opposite is also true. He who pushes away the name will find him. I'm quoting from the very, very end of the biography. His spiritual tzava to his children. If you haven't read this, you should really read it. I know in the past 2 days I've recommended a lot of books between last night's shir and today's shir, but everything that I'm recommending is really kedai. If you haven't read Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, the art school biography, put it at the top of your reading list. It has a copy of his handwritten tzava, but since it's not impossible to read, but they also have it typed up, both in the original Ivrit and in English. That goes back to the first insight as to why this Mishnah was in Aramaic. We need Torah to be accessible to all. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman wrote as follows. It was reviewed, it says, 5755. Here we go. 1. I ask that there be no hespedim for me, neither during the funeral nor at any other time. There should be no gatherings of any type to eulogize me in any way. 2, do not write articles about me in the newspaper, not in the dailies, the weeklies, or the monthlies. Do not publish my photo. Do not write biographies, as is commonly done for others. So you might be wondering, why am I showing and recommending this biography? And of course, there were articles and a spadim around the world. So I'm sure that you heard after that they consulted with Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said it's very important to publish about Rav Steinman Zatzal because it could be motivating for so many people to learn that such an Adam, a Gaon and a Gadol lived in our day and age. But if there's anyone in our time who is a person who fled from the name, so the name chased him, it was Rav Steinman. So 2, must don't write any articles, not in the dailies, weeklies, or monthlies. Do not publish my photo. Do not write biographies. 3, do not print notices about my funeral. Do not announce it via loudspeaker or over the radio. It's enough if there are 10 people at my levaya. Try to avoid any delays between my passing and my interment, my burial. So my burial is as close as possible to my passing. My burial place should be amongst the simple people. The plot that he chose for himself and his Rebbetzin was at the edge of the cemetery with the simple people. So they said to him, but that's where the simple people are buried. And he said, well, when I'm alive, people make a big thing of me. They think I'm important. But after my death, they will realize that I'm just a simple person like everybody else. And that's where I wanted to be buried, at the edge with everybody else. 6, do not write any titles on the tombstone. Just write, Rav Aaron Yehuda Leib Bar Noach Tzvi Steinman. Here lies and his name. Don't write Gaon, don't write Gadol, don't write Rashk Bahab, don't write anything. My monument, 7, should be the simplest and least expensive. Do not waste money on an expensive burial plot. If they wish, they can give charity without purchasing a burial place. So don't spend a lot of money to bury me, just according to the halacha. 8, during the days when it's customary to visit the kever, at the conclusion of the Shiva and the Shloshim, and on the Yurtzeit, do not waste more time than necessary. It is better to use the time to study constantly, without being idle. If finding a place to serve as a chazan will take too much time away from learning, it is better to use the time to learn Torah, l'shem shamayim. 9, anyone who wants to help me, so he's asking the masses of Aaron Leib Steinman to help him. Anyone who wants to help me should learn a chapter of Mishnayos daily until the conclusion of 12 months. Women can recite 10 chapters of Tehillim daily, including Shabbos and Yom Tov. 10, of the Torah writings that I leave over, only those that I reviewed and prepared for publication should be published. I just got a sign there, my internet connection is unstable. I hope it's okay, because last night there was a lot of trouble. Hashem help us. We're trying to finish up, and I just want to make sure this. Can you hear me and see me? Yeah. Okay. 11. I request not to be referred to as a tzaddik. Do not refer to me as a Yiras Shamayim, so I will not be embarrassed in the world of truth. 12. I ask forgiveness if I offended anyone. If there's anyone to whom I owe money and he will not collect, please forgive me. 13, my descendant should not follow my bier. Am I saying it right? B-I-E-R, my bier? Am I saying it right? Yes, I hope so. As is the custom of Yerushalayim. 14 was private instructions to his family, so it was omitted from publication. 15, the Sefer Torah I learned to loan to Yeshivas Gon Yaakov is my personal property. Signed, Aaron Yehuda Leib Steinman, 24 Mar Cheshvan, 5743. And then it's not a good connection. Hashem. Okay, I'm going to keep trying. What should I do? Since many air about me, I'm advising not to name children after me, although I do not forbid this. Since many err about me, I'm advising not to name children after me, although I do not forbid this. If there's anybody who ran from his name and the name followed him, it was such a Gaon Olam. And it reminds us that our tafkid in life is to only serve the Ribono Shel Olam, not to run after reputation, not to be chasing after what people will think, because, says Irving Bunim, Zichrona Livracha, Mr. Irving Bunim, people are so fickle, they're wishy-washy. Today's news is tomorrow's garbage. We can only live to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam as best as we can. If God wants us to have a name, we will have a name. And if he doesn't, then we won't. But seeking after the name is going after the only one, capital O, who has a great name. I will just end with Rav Yisrael Meir Lau. I'm so sorry about the freezing. I don't know why it's doing this last night and tonight. Oh, okay. I'm just going to end by quoting one more pshat from Rav Yisrael Meir Lau. Okay? This phrase literally means one who draws out a name loses a name. If a person wishes to acquire fame, to draw his name across the world, and he bends all his efforts to that intent, not only will he fail to receive the accolades he desires, but he will even lose his own name. He will lose his good reputation. Like the Gemara says in Maseches Erevin, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, when a person seeks greatness, greatness flees from him. Rav Moshe Alshakar, this is a very interesting fine upshot, notes, the principle holds true in all areas of life. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Lamed. If you have acted foolishly in lifting yourself up, I will show it to you, I prepared it on the screen here. There is a pasuk in Mishlei, right here. If you, chapter 30, 32. Here we go. Im navalta behitnase. It means if you have acted foolishly in lifting yourself up. So Rav Lau offers a pshah. This means if you have been made to look foolish, it is because you lifted yourself up beyond your station in life. The pasuk in Mishlei says, if you have acted foolishly in lifting yourself up, says Rav Lau, quoting Rav Moshe Alshakar, if you have been made to look foolish in life, it's because you lifted yourself up beyond your natural station. That will never bring us kavod. It will never bring us renown. It will not bring us anything but spiritual decimation. Hillel used to say, Negad Shema, he who pulls after his name, Avad Shema, ultimately will lose his name, but Lahefech, he who runs away from the name will run to him. May this shir be an aliyah neshama for Yaakov Shimon ben Achanan Pesach, alav hashalom. His name should continue for Doros Yesharim, and it should also be a zchus refuah for Achanan Pesach ben Sarah and Shlomo ben Sarah Dina besoch she'ar cholei Yisrael. I thank everyone for learning with me. Be'ezrat Hashem, next week, the connection will be good the whole time, and we will continue insights into this very Mishnah. Thank you very much to all.